This is JFM Podcast.
This is such a rare one. When you ask questions, it will tell you February 29 is one of those days you hardly find in a calendar. When you find one, you know it is a leap year. Well, talking about today, we'll be looking at raising awareness for a certain for one event a lot of us might not actually have ideas on. More than 20 million people in the world work as informal waste workers. That's according to ILO in 2013. Waste pickers represent the largest workforce in the recycling chain and recover a higher proportion of recyclable materials than formal waste management systems. Every March 1st is a day to commemorate waste pickers who lost their lives on this day in the Universidad Libre de Barranquilla, Colombia in 1992. Well, what has been the level of awareness? Sometimes when you see the waste pickers around, you call them gologos, I think, sometimes, right? In our local languages. And probably you say condemn. Those people who actually go out to pick on them. But of course, in as much as they've actually created some kind of impact on society, we won't take away the fact that they actually do the job nobody wants to do.
Very true.
You know, sometimes they actually do the job nobody wants to do. A beautiful morning it is. Welcome to the abridged version of the Let's Talk on GFM 101.9 Just City. This show will be the last segment on the morning G. I am Richard Badum.
And I am Naomi Karim. Thank you for staying tuned to J101.9 FM. And like Richard rightly said, this is the last phase for the morning J this morning. And this morning we'll be discussing waste management and recycling. And joining us in the studio to have this conversation are
Benson Dutton Fasayo, who is Executive Director, Center of Earthworks. Good morning.
Good morning. Business.
Yeah.
And, I'm happy to be here.
All right. You might want to use the microphone, I think, and talk through the microphone
yes.
So we hear you clearly. Thank you. Go again, please.
Okay. I say good morning, everyone, and I'm really happy to be in the studios today.
All right. You're welcome. And we also have Jimmy Adeniran, who is the Chairman of Yankwalabe Development Association. Please, if I didn't call that,
I think that's Yankwalabe.
Yankwalabe.
Okay, so sorry. How it was written actually got me confused.
It is well. You're right. Welcome.
Thank you. All right, so let's begin on this note. Well, this is something, like I said earlier, a lot of people actually don't get themselves involved.
Okay.
Now, more than 20 million people in the world work as informal waste workers. Probably it means some know they do that, some don't know they do that. But let's talk about the impact so far and why the awareness has not actually reached a whole lot. But let me start with you, Mr. Jimmy Adeniran. So far, what has been the level of awareness of this very program? Talking about the March 1st International Waste Day Picker, or Waste Pickers Day.
Day.
Good morning once again. The awareness of this day is not that much, especially here in Nigeria. If not for our colleague here, and our partner that has been working with us for 4 years now, that made us to know that a day like this is dedicated or meant for waste pickers.
Okay. Like to add.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the role of waste pickers is actually very, very crucial for us because they help in helping us to achieve, number one, zero waste, a cleaner environment, and then, of course, for them, it has been a source of livelihood. But, of course, there has been a lot of misconception about their role in our society. In fact, as you see that most of them are actually tagged as pilferers, that is thieves. Most of them are tagged as dirty. They have been, you know, looked at as the low of the low. So the United Nations actually recognized their role because they're actually contributing to a safer and a cleaner world. So this 1st of March was actually dedicated to actually celebrate their most important role in our society. So we at Center for Earthworks, we have been actually working with them for the past 4 years. We discovered that in our communities, actually, most of them have not been recognized, and to be able to achieve environmental sustainability, they actually play a very, very important role, because we have the issue of organic waste, plastic waste, metal waste, and many other waste that constitute our waste that we have in our environment. And so we discovered that, okay, once they can be integrated, if they can be more enlightened and empowered with the needed skills and knowledge, of course, they can be able to function even better.
Okay, moving on to not just the waste pickers now, but the general public. What's the level of awareness that you are engaging to promote education on recycling and waste management, and, you know, giving proper orientation to the citizens?
Okay, thank you very much for asking that question. If you go around, you see that a lot of people are now beginning to move into the waste sector. Yeah. In fact, I'll ask you, which one will be easier, to give you a million naira or to pick one naira that will sum up to a million naira on the ground for free? Of course, most people will not give you a million naira just for free.
For free, yeah.
But you can find it all around us through waste. So people are beginning to actually understand that we can make a living through waste. So we are also doing more awareness through our school program called Project Nature. We are engaging young people in secondary school to understand all these issues and then how they can be frontiers in solving the issue. And then, of course, that's why we begin to also push further to work with the informal waste pickers.
All right, Mr. Jimmy, let me come back to you.
Okay.
You know, you are the chairman of Yankwalabe Development Association.
Yeah.
Now, we will not take away the facts that Yankwalabe have actually been doing a whole lot, you know, in our society. Like it says, Kwalabe, mostly bottles.
Yes.
Yeah, bottles.
Yeah.
How they've actually helped in packing the bottles. Some will take the bottles and give you buckets or
in return.
Now, should we say that's also part of the program? And how do you get to encourage people to get into this? Because I think a lot of youth out there want to do one or two things, but they have no idea of some certain things they really want to do because they've not discovered their skills or because they didn't learn any skill at all. So how do you encourage people to get into situations like this?
Yeah, and also to add to that question, is there a monitoring agency for that where people can easily reach out to be a part of it?
Yeah, once again, you're welcome. Like the name implies, we started the association as Yankwalabe. We started by buying bottles, but now that we have other wastes like pets, all these broken, what do you call, materials, rubber, other things. So it is no longer the bottles now. Other things are involved, like plastics, metals, aluminium, other things like that. So we've been moving one place to another with them to encourage people and to let them know what the importance of what they have been throwing away.
Okay.
Yeah.
As executive director for Center for Earthworks, minding the fact that there are diseases all over the places, why wastes? Why out of all the jobs in the world you'd pick waste? Because a lot of people will be imagining, no, you would have been a banker. maybe one of the MDs of the bank, you'd have chosen to go into other businesses that will give you lucrative money, or lucrative businesses that will give you money. But at the end of the day, you chose waste. Why?
Okay, interestingly, there is this saying, one man's waste is another man's raw material.
Okay. Mm.
So it's actually true. If you notice, there's a lot of push for circularity. There's a lot of push for a sustainable and circular economy, because at the rate we are actually exploiting our environment, if we do not stop, what will happen is that we will actually destroy our environment. And we always like to use this saying that in the quest for survival, men actually destroy the resources they will later need in the future. So what is happening right now in the push for war in the world is actually the reuse system, is circularity. So how can I produce something that can be used over and over again instead of just use one time and be thrown away? For example, if you look at the life of a sachet or a plastic bag, you discover that most of us actually use it only once and then throw it away. And it constitutes a very huge nuisance in our environment, because that same sachet that you see can last for the next 300 to 400 years. Plastics don't actually decay.
Mm.
So when we have this and we are polluting our environment, we are, at the end of the day, it's coming back to us and impacting our health. So why don't we push for circularity?
Mm.
Actually, metals can have a very long life cycle. So if a metal is reach its end of life in one device, it can actually be reconverted to make another product. So that is why waste is actually very, very important. So we have different kind of waste. We have organic waste, we have metal waste, we have plastic waste. So let me give you another important fact you should know. That is what we call climate change, right?
Yes, yes.
Good. Climate change is impacting everyone. We see how extreme the weather is.
It has become, yes.
Yes. So waste, especially organic waste, has a very, very huge potency to produce methane. Methane is one of the most potent greenhouse gas. If waste is actually harnessed, and then especially organic waste, harnessed to become organic manure, it can be reused in the farm. What happened? We stop using chemical fertilizer that is impacting farms. So you see that each sector of waste that you look at, you discover that waste is actually very, very valuable. When we talk about the metal waste, of course, they can be used to do a lot of devices. Most of them can be reused in making cars and so on and so forth. Aluminium waste, they are very, very important because they can be used to make cans, to make a lot of very solid stuffs. So recycling can actually save us from extracting more and more from the earth. It can help us save energy. It can help us create more jobs. So I'll pause here.
All right. I think we've actually gotten a lot from you. Let's open the phone lines and hear from the listener. Probably one or two questions or contributions we might get from the listener there. Mind you that opinions and thoughts of the individuals I'll be calling on this program are solely the opinions and not properties of JFM 101.9 Just City. At the same time, when making your point, though, like I do say, emotion, passion, everything comes in place. But of course, let's be civil with our words. Very, very, very important. Well, we're still talking about Waste Pickers Day that comes your way 1st March every year.
Yeah.
Well, the numbers to call.
The numbers to call this morning are 090-5566-6699 or 081-21-877-777. Or you can head straight to our Facebook page to drop your comments at JFM Live or on X at JFM Live. Okay, so we do have some calls coming in. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Lois. I'm calling from Holshe.
Okay, Lois from Holshe. Please go ahead and make a contribution.
Okay, I actually wanted to ask, is nylon bag sachet water, the nylon itself, can it be recycled?
Okay, I'm sure you'll get a response to that question.
Right. Okay.
All right.
For then, let's take more calls.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, seems network
yes.
is acting up there. Well, for MTN users.
Please do try to call us back 090-556-6699 or 08121-877777.
All right. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the program.
I wanted to contribute to this week's magazine.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from. I think that's very important.
My name is Grace Yavioe.
Okay. Okay. Where are you calling from? Sorry, Grace, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore, England.
Beautiful. Please go ahead and make your contribution.
Yes. You know, sometime last week, she's in the studio here. I was not having a job. So I decided to meet the team. And gradually, they introduced me to this management. They have different. If you go there, they will tell you.
Okay.
So I saw the paper site. And with that, I was able to create money and even own my own school.
Wow.
So.
Okay, you seem to be breaking up.
Well, the network is not really favorable here. Maybe you do have to call back. Let's get your contribution in full. The network is breaking. All right, yeah, still talking about the waste pickers. You actually heard the first question. Nylon bags. I think
from
some people call them
water.
Bags. Are they recyclable?
Yes. And then for a limited time, though, but it can be recycled to make, shoes, to make bags and more.
All right. Let's get back to the phone lines, okay?
Sorry?
Like soles of shoes.
Okay.
And ties, because last time I heard from Kano, they were making ties from sachets, pure water sachets and other polluting
materials. Serious?
Tiles?
Really, yeah.
Tiles.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the main tiles, or they put the tiles on it?
They make it in form of tiles. So wow. You can just place it in your room and place other tiles.
I think I'll learn the skill. My side hustle at Financial. Okay, I think there's no call there. All right, we have comments on Facebook or social media. We'll surely get back to the phone calls, but let's get to
yes, Albert Akaya is saying the importance of waste management cannot be overemphasized. This is because it saves our environment from a lot of harm as a result of improper waste management. Besides that, there is a lot of wealth that can be made from waste if properly harnessed. Yeah. Awareness is not enough, but we as a people need to make proper waste management a lifestyle for a safer and healthier environment for us and the future generation. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. This is Solomon Atangiza. I'm calling from Jude Gate 4. Nikwis, I believe you can hear me very well.
Loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Honestly, I was so happy to listen to this program. Last week, we have sanitation and most of us clean our community and clean our environment. And the leather that brother talked about in the studio, I didn't even know that leather can last for 300 to 400 years without doing this thing. So it's very important we should clean our environment. It saves us a lot of things, even from the air we breathe and so on. So I want to advise tell the person who is doing telling us much about this waste materials. We know some of us that are into farming, we started discovering that they gather this waste and put it in people's farm, and then they burn it, they turn it to fertilizer. So how will you get this waste that they dump it, and then the people will come and dump it into your farm so that you will make use of it? And another thing again is that they should take this thing very seriously, because there are some lots of drainage that has been blocked by waste in our communities. If you talk to people will look at you as if you don't even know what you are doing. Somebody in the front of his house will block the beautiful construction work that the government have done, and we block it with dirty things there, and you have no right to talk to him because you feel like he's asked. He has the power to do anything you want to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. I think we should get a response to this particular question before we move on to taking other calls.
Okay. He actually said many people actually gather waste, mm-hmm. burn them on farms,
and it turns to fertilizer
for them. So if they had kept the waste, probably it would have been more important. But making the fertilizer, I think a lot of people will say, okay, it's still a good one because it still isn't producing food. But to you, should it have been better?
Okay, I will say, please don't burn plastic waste.
Use the microphone.
No, yes. Battery.
They should not burn plastic waste. They only release more toxins into our environment. What they are actually seeing having impact on their farm is not the plastics, but the organic waste in that waste. So please, this is from burning plastics.
Okay.
And the only solution to what we have is that for us to have a cleaner environment, people should please learn to segregate their waste. Once you segregate your waste, you see that it has value. And thanks to people like Mr. Jimmy, who are doing a great job. So, of course, they can contact him and get to him to sell their waste.
All right.
Mr. Jimmy, I know you want to say something, but let's quickly get to this. We know this is about environment.
Yeah.
It's about sanitizing the environment at the same time. How have you been able to collaborate with government agencies in making sure this particular one, comes to life and make it more better? Have you been able to meet the government officials with them probably to see how you make this one more impactful?
Yeah, severally we've met with PEPSA that they should come to our head because, going to pick this waste demands a lot of money because of transporting them from where they have been picked to our place there. And we plead that they should work with us so that even where we pack them, they should come and pick so that we be able to dispose to those that we buy them. So the distance, picking them from where they've been dumped to a place, it demands a lot of money. So it has been refraining the pickers to go to far places to pick because the cost at which they buy is very low. So if governments can step into it, even if they are not making profit, just for a cleaner environment, if they can buy just to at least, if it is just a little lost or break even, I think it will still cause a lot of...
Sometimes they may not really know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So what do you think they should do with the waste, what they get?
The people...
Because because from what you said, government should buy.
Yeah.
They should buy the waste.
They shouldn't buy. They should just help us. Maybe they can enhance us by giving us money or give us their vehicle to bring them to where we can sell.
Sell them.
Yeah. We know people that can buy.
Okay, to bring the waste. To bring the waste
so that it can be sold. So that, yes, we buy waste. And we have people that we can give them to. They will give us money. But transporting it from where it has been picked to where we sell them, we discover that the cost of transportation is high. So we cannot be doing business at lost.
Mm.
Right.
So that is our major problem.
Okay, let's take one more. Okay, I thought we could take one more call. But okay, I think time is actually far-fetched behind us. Quickly, let me hear your last word, your final word. What will you tell the society today if you are to advise them on keeping their wastes?
Of course, start segregating your waste, one. And once you segregate, begin to look for points where you can actually exchange your waste for cash.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I have a lot of them.
So, and then of course to the government, I would like to, we have been actually working with the government gradually. We know that the issue of policy is very, very crucial. As I said, they need a very important policy that will guide them. Of course, the policy will come with funding and many other stuff, the structure and mechanism for them to actually be able to do the jobs they have been doing well.
Right.
So we have been trying to, of course, partner with the Ministry of Environment, and then, of course, we are trying to also carry them fully along as we do this.
All right. Mr. Jibia Adeniro, your final word.
Thank God for this opportunity. We have been talking to governments. Maybe they should come to our head by giving us some loan, which will earn us to go far places to pick this waste. That is one. We have places that we can dispose them. Like we even said last time, we can have structures here in Plateau State, more structures, so that it will be closer to where this waste can be taken to and be recycled. So for the people that are using it, I think, like he has said, there should be separation. When you bring them together, it is difficult for us to pick. Thank God for them. They've given us hand gloves, overall, and shoes, which government has never done, even for once, except for the civil. So we are pleading that the government should look and see the importance of we, Yam Kwalabi, and other people that have been into this business so that our environment can be cleaner and drainages.
All right. Well, I think at this point, looking out to exchange your waste for cash is one thing I've learned here today.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you see me selling my wastes, don't tell me I'm doing the wrong thing. No, I'm not
at all.
All right, this is the much we can take this morning on Let's Talk and the abridged version. This actually ends it for Let's Talk this week. But of course, the Morning J continues tomorrow by 7 a.m. But before then, the news will come your way top of the hour, 10 a.m. today. So stay tuned for other programs that will be coming your way on the Throwback Thursday on JFM 101.9 Jos City. Many thanks, Mr. Benson Dotsun Fasonye, for coming. And also many thanks to you, to Mr. Jimmy Adeniro, Chairman Yam Kwalabi Association, or Development Association. Right, now I am Richard Badung, and with me in the studio has been
Naomi Karim. Thank you very much for staying with J101.9 FM.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.